On Saturday, August 24th, Congressman Paul Tonko spoke in Ward of Elite at a community meeting. We were not allowed to speak to Mr. Tonko, but we did catch up with Assemblymember Phil Steck, talk about the stock transfer tax, Solidarity labor activist James Kaufman on the issue of voting rights, Sandy Stublin of PAUSE on climate change issues. We're talking with Assemblymember Phil Steck. One of the proposals that the Assemblymember has is to take the stock transfer tax, which actually still exists in New York State, and instead of rebating it to Wall Street speculators, give it back in various ways to help New York. Phil, can you talk about what are some of the things you're proposing with the stock transfer tax?
First, let me start by saying that there's a lot of uproar over the license plate charge that the governor proposes to put into place. And certainly, we agree that people whose license plates are just fine shouldn't have to pay for a new one. But this raises a broader issue. That is a very small charge. When we're talking about what goes on in Wall Street and how that money is not being used to benefit the great mass of New Yorkers. I represent a district in upstate New York, Colony, Niskayuna, and Schenectady. We have tremendous infrastructure needs all across upstate New York. And from 1905 to 1981, New York State had a 1/4 of 1%. Get that. 1/4 of 1% tax on the sale of stocks and bonds. That money, under our legislation, would be used to fund infrastructure projects across the state. Some of it is specifically for New York City infrastructure. We need to build support among our New York City colleagues, but 2/3 of the money is spread around the state, and a lot of it would come to upstate New York. One of the things we've done in that bill is 15% of the money raised goes to green infrastructure. Climate is a key issue. It's not enough to just pass legislation setting targets. We have to raise the money. You know, the idea of a Green New Deal is like what Franklin Roosevelt did for the whole country, which was to build up the infrastructure. We need to build up green infrastructure, and the stock transfer tax can do that because 15% of $13 billion a year is a lot of money.
So the state did just pass a climate deal, and it did set rather 70% of renewable energy coming from electricity by 2030. So are you expecting that your stock transfer tax be one of the ways the legislature will discuss funding that initiative?
I'm hopeful that that will be the case. I have to say that there's tremendous conservatism in the New York State legislature. Folks are...
Even with the Democrats totally in charge?
Yes, folks are afraid of Wall Street, but the reality is all the economic studies show that all the economic growth in this country has been concentrated in the centers of high finance and high tech, like New York City. New York City certainly benefits from Wall Street. We wouldn't deny that. But that has not been benefiting the rest of the state. And under changes in the law and so forth, it is not a realistic threat of Wall Street to say they'll go elsewhere if we put back the stock transfer tax. First of all, they can't use the Chicago Exchange because they own the Chicago Exchange. The law has changed. You don't have to engage in activity in New York State to be taxed here. They're not going to take every single employee of the stock exchange or of the brokerage firms and move them to Topeka, Kansas. They can't go overseas to trade because the overseas exchanges, by and large, already have transfer tax. Another major benefit of the transfer tax is the people who suffer the most are day traders. They aren't productive investors. They're basically gamblers. So most economists agree that this is an economically sound principle.
Assemblymember Phil Steck. So next we talk to Jim Kaufman. He's here with his College for All, Medicare for All, Jobs for All, and Justice for All t-shirt. And he asked a question at a forum today with Congressman Paul Tonko about what are we going to do about the fact that so many votes apparently seem to have been diverted during the recent Democratic presidential primary, not particularly helpful to Bernie Sanders. So what's the issue? And are you convinced that things are going to be improved?
Well, I have to believe what Paul said about the DNC being revamped, and hopefully there'll be more honest dealings going on. It was obvious to me back in 2015 that there were more than Russian efforts to throw the election. There was an effort for the Democratic Party itself, where people who voted strong for Bernie, their votes meant nothing. The at the convention, they came out for Hillary. So I just want to be sure that wasn't going to happen again, because right now we're just worried about the Russians, but we should be also watching our own party heads.
And what about the issue of making sure that everybody gets the vote? A lot of states, not so much New York, but a lot of states do voter suppression, particularly people of color. And even in New York, it seems like the voting machines in low-income neighborhoods seem to break down a lot more on Election Day.
That did seem to be a problem the last time around. I hope they fixed that, because it's obvious. It's not by accident. It's obvious.
What are some of the other issues you'd like to see Congress take on at the moment? I noticed you get the Medicare for All T-shirt on.
Well, this is a shirt that is supporting Bernie Sanders and all of the programs he supports. Like I said to Paul in there, I said I would really like to see our leaders come out and support a social program. Instead of being silent or trying to appease the Republicans, they should say that these programs have been good for America. We need more like them. We need them to be stronger. And we need people across this country to understand that when you help everybody out, you're helping yourself. If you keep people down, you're hurting yourself. So, I mean, being a democratic socialist is not something you should be ashamed of. You should be proud of it.
And so we've been talking to Jim Kaufman, who's wearing his American Postal Workers Union retiree, and I believe you mentioned the Capital District Solidarity.
Solidarity Committee of Capital District. We're going to have our Labor Day picnic on Labor Day in Cook Park and Colony. Everyone is welcome.
Thank you very much.
Wait, so
next we catch up with Sandy Steuben, who's with PAUSE, People All United for Safe Energy. There were a couple of questions today to Senator Congressman Paul Tonko around climate change. How did you feel about the responses, Sandy?
He is just too vague and too slow. It's like he sounds pretty, he says all the right things in terms of his attitude towards climate change, but he has no passion. He has no numbers, he has no dates other than 2050, which is way, way, way too late. And he's wants to work through the process of legislation. He tells us he intends to do that. But he's just way too cautious. And he's not going to get the job done before the tipping point, which is the point beyond which we cannot get our climate back to normal. And hundreds of millions of people will die. Even humanity's existence itself is at stake. I don't hear those words, and he just is not going to get the job done.
Well, one of the things you were handing out today were flyers about the climate strike taking place on September 20th, starting at 11 o'clock at Sheridan Avenue in Albany. There seemed to be a lot of people here who thought that was a good idea.
I was surprised, because there had been a little controversy, not a lot, but a little controversy about the use of panic and how it would scare people away. These people just livened up when they saw it, and they turned the card around to read about the details. They are very, very invested. They want to tell their friends. So I hope everybody who's listening can come to the climate strike march, which, as Mark just said, is on Friday, September 20th. We will begin at 11 o'clock. It's 79 Sheridan Avenue, and if you've got a pen and paper, my email address is ssteub@gmail.com. So please, if you didn't catch any of that, please let me know.
So what were some of the things that Paul Contigo might say that might get you a little bit more excited and feel that he had the passion?
Well, I just read Bernie Sanders' climate action plan. So, and it comes out, it has a date, it has lots of numbers. For example, it has the date of 2030 to get the United States totally into renewable energy, totally off of fossil fuels and on renewable energy, as well as transportation, 2030. It's very aggressive, but Bernie is well aware of how aggressive we need in order to not go over the tipping point, which I was just talking about. Bernie also wants to invest $16.2 trillion in the next 10 years, hiring everybody who wants to work, and especially giving consideration to fossil fuel workers who would be hired for renewable energy projects.
So this was Sandy Steuben, and PAWS is pawsenergy.org, September 20th, March at 11, and a rally at 12:30 at the Capitol. This is Mark Dunley for Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.